Hi, this is Dr. Letitia Wright from IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Today, my guest is Anissa Avon from CreateAVision.com, and we're going to talk about attracting a mate. Let me tell you a little bit about Anissa Avon. She's a creative life coach specializing in the law of attraction and how singles can attract the mate of their dreams. Anissa is the author of multiple courses and recorded audio series on how to apply the laws of creation to attract success, wealth, and happiness. She is a nationally published author of Ask the Soulmate Coach column in the singles magazines across the country, and she's the author of the 21-day course, Navigate Your Fate, Create a Mate. Welcome, Anissa.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people don't really know about the law of attraction, so why don't you take a minute and really explain to us what the law of attraction is?
Excellent. You know, the law of attraction is something that whether we realize it or not, we're actually operating at its mercy or at our beck and call. We get to take the opportunity to learn how to apply it. But it's working in our lives whether we realize it or not. So it's what Christians might say when Jesus said, ask and it is given, or if you shall say to this mountain, move, it shall be done, and all these things and greater things you shall do. In other cultures, it's the thought process that goes like, what you put your attention upon expands, or you get what you give in life. And so many, many, many cultures are already very aware of what the law of attraction is, but it's basically what we are constantly working with, whether we realize it or not. And in what I teach my clients how to put their attention upon what they want so that they can intentionally attract and draw and magnetize it into our life using that law of attraction.
So we really all use the law of attraction. I guess most people just haven't heard the term or the name law of attraction.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you talk about attracting who you want and you go into depth with people about how to attract a mate. Should we be trying to attract a specific person, or what should we be looking at?
It's such an incredible question. I have articles on my website that address this very thing, and I probably have half a dozen on them just specifically on, but I really want to attract a specific person. And my advice is always, you know, the universe, God, whatever you want to call the higher power, always, always, always has our best interest in mind. And when we say, I really want that person in my life, what ends up happening is we end up focusing on that person as opposed to what we really want. But in a healthy relationship, that person, we have no idea if whether or not that person can really fulfill the needs and provide us with the healthy relationship we want. And so my advice is it's really not about a specific person at all. No matter how crazy we may be about one particular person, it's really how that person makes us feel, which we want more of, that we want to focus on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes total sense. Now, what do you tell people when they come to you and they say, you know, I'm not even sure true love exists for me, you know,
yes,
there's no one out there for me, or the women that are really scared about the quote-unquote man shortage?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I believe, and this is what I teach with clients, and so I've seen this in action, and if there were a scientific measurement to prove this, then I know it could be proven. It's just that our science hasn't been able to track our intentions and our thought processes to the point of really being able to systematically prove this. But that question lends itself to the self-fulfilling prophecy. If I believe that there's not anyone out there that I'm going to really be attracted to. I'll give you an example. I have a client who I had been working with her for about 6 months, and she's in her mid-40s, very athletic, very fit, beautiful, active, on the go, has an incredible social circle, and her experience was reflected in her beliefs, and her beliefs were no one that is my age, no man that's my age is going to be as active and fit and attractive as I feel that I want, based on her limited circle of influence, which
okay,
actually I shouldn't even say limited, but because her beliefs were no one is going to be as fit as me, then she couldn't draw into her experience anyone that was as fit as her. So if we have a belief that there's a shortage of men. All the good ones are taken. I'm not going to be attracted to the ones that are attracted to me. Then that's what we get back.
So even if a fit, attractive guy was standing next to her, she couldn't see him.
That's exactly right. And another belief, ironically, with her was she believed that if she was attracted to them, they would end up being a smoker.
that's an interesting association.
Combination. And I cannot tell you how many men would ask her out. She'd be like, oh, my gosh, he was so cute. And then they'd go out on a date or something. She goes, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, of course I am. He smoked, right? She goes, how did you know? And I said, I keep telling you, if you will give up your attention upon that, focus on what you really want to attract and believe that you have that exists. Believe that love exists for you. Believe that you can have a healthy, fit, attractive, athletic man in your life that also believes in health internally so they don't smoke, you'll get that. And she did it, eventually release that limiting belief, and she's now very happily married.
Now, is that the same as the law of detachment that you teach?
That is a really good question. The law of detachment is simply says that if you want something, you must release your attachment to it in order to have it come into your life. The reason that the law of detachment is sort of a secondary law is because the law of attraction says want it and allow it, and it is, whereas the law of detachment is most of us will want something. We really, 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 really want a relationship. But as we go along and we try online dating, and let's say we get a couple of rejections, and it makes us feel bad. So we bow out and say, oh, that doesn't work, or there's only freaks online, or whatever excuses we tell ourselves to keep ourselves, our ego, from getting hurt again. But then we still pine away in our living room, wishing that we had someone to share our dinner with. What happens when we are too attached to what we really, really, really want is we have doubts about getting it. That doubt prevents us from allowing it, and that's where the law of detachment must come in. We must have pure belief in order to use this law of attraction consciously.
Okay. Give us a little more nuts and bolts about how to work the law of detachment. Specifically, what would we do or say to ourselves?
Very good. Do you know how if you've ever done anything, if a person – Let's take the recent Olympics. If an ice skater is on the ice and she is so nervous because she doesn't want to go home without that gold, she may be the number one ranked skater in the world, but if she's so attached to that gold that she can't let go of it for that 4 minutes or whatever it is that she's on the ice, it will produce an actual nervousness, an actual energy that doesn't have anywhere to go, and it can actually cause that skater to fall down. The same for in our lives. If we want something so bad that we can't let it go to where we can get in the flow and then hand it over to God, hand it over to the universe, we actually produce circumstances that actually inspire us to have negative experiences or to get so nervous that we fall down. And so the nuts and bolts of the law of detachment is literally find a way to make peace with what is while maintaining a trust and a belief that all that you desire is within your reach, that you have the pure potentiality to actually obtain it. And so a way to do that could be through meditation, could be through prayer, could be through there's some energy techniques out there like emotional freedom technique or some of the other ones where you process your limiting beliefs, and that's what attachment really is. Attachment is our doubt that we can't have what we want. So our job is to let go of anything that prevents us from feeling positive and self-confident, and that is how we apply the law of detachment.
Okay. You also tell people that they need to forgive to manifest something better. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, I have heard other really wise folks talk about resentment and how resentment is simply a negative experience that we continue to experience over and over and over and over again. And with the law of attraction, whatever we put our attention upon expands and we draw into our lives. So whenever we hold a resentment, especially towards a past mate, he wasn't kind enough to me. He wasn't faithful to me. She only loved me when I had money. She only cared for me when I was giving to her. Whatever those resentments are, it literally holds us in a vibrational place where that's what we attract more of. And so with the act of forgiveness, we leave the past where it belongs. in the past. And that resentment, it doesn't do anything to our past loves. It doesn't do anything to the person that harmed us. It only continues to harm ourselves. And so the act of forgiveness, the act of saying, you know what, it doesn't matter what you did or how you did it to me. It doesn't matter if it was unjustified. And it doesn't matter whether or not you deserve to be forgiven. The only thing that matters is that I choose to forgive.
So resentment is just, I mean, the action happened to us one time, but by staying in resentment, we're just experiencing it again and again and again when it just could have been that one time and we never have to experience it again.
You got it.
Okay.
And by living it over and over in our minds, we end up living it over and over in our relationships.
Does it make it harder to get rid of the limiting beliefs when you've stayed in resentment for a while?
Oh, you know that it does, because then, of course, what we end up attracting is someone else that doesn't buy us flowers, someone else that only likes us for our money, someone else who is very selfish and ungiving. And then it, of course, confirms, all women are this way. All men are that way. Whereas if you leave the past in the past, you practice forgiveness, and you can do this through prayer, through asking for help. There's a really great program out there called Radical Forgiveness. Again, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a technique that I teach, that I do individually with clients and in group sessions, is something that you can get in there and you can release the need. There is also a self-protective mechanism that sometimes kicks into place that says, I can't forgive or it will happen again. And that's actually a false belief, because the more we focus on it, the more we're likely to get it again.
Okay. So there are some people who actually believe by forgiving, they open themselves up to just having it happen all over again.
More pain.
Whereas really they're holding on to it is doing that, not forgiving.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Tell us some success stories of people that you work with and some of your favorite kinds of clients.
Oh, good. You know, probably most recently, one of my clients was having a really, really difficult time. He was unemployed and had been for about 8 months, and he's an engineer, and so this was a really challenging time for him, and he was feeling just unworthy on all levels. And we worked for probably 3 months, and we did two basic exercises, the EFT that I talk about and something that I call a living vision, which is where you focus on what you want as if you already have it in a very succinct 30-minute process where you're really intentionally focusing on what you want, and the two of really get into the emotions of it. We did that for about 3 months. At the end of 3 months, he had a new job that paid him more than he had ever been paid. He was living in a city that he had wanted to live in for about 10 years. He was relocated. He had, about the end of the 3 months, when he realized, okay, my life is getting better, I'm excited about moving forward, he began opening up to finding a relationship again. Within 3 weeks of that, he was dating three different potential mates and living really much more of a charmed and self-confident and joyous life, whereas it had been about 18 months for him. Not all of that was unemployed, but 18 months since he had actually felt like he was even a remotely happy person.
Okay. Now, can we use law of attraction on online dating also?
Oh, absolutely. I always encourage my clients to use the law of attraction when they are and utilize this phenomenal, incredible thing of online dating. What we get to do is, one of the things that is really easy to use the law of attraction is to simply sit down and write a list of what you want in a relationship. This list can be, I want someone who's loving, someone who's kind, generous, forgiving, sexy, attractive, secure, prosperous, whatever it is. And then you write a list of what you don't want. I don't want someone who's selfish. I don't want someone who's egotistical. I don't want someone who's so into sports that they don't have time for a relationship. I don't, whatever it is. And you use that second list to then say, all right, if I don't want someone that is completely consumed with hunting, what is it I do want? And then you write it on your other list, which is a list of do want. So then you might say, well, I really want someone who can have a healthy hobby but still has a healthy, reasonable amount of time to nurture a relationship and who can have time to get into me. And so when you have this list of what you want, it's an incredible way to use that list to write a profile of who you are as well as who you are in a relationship and what you want.
Wow, that is so neat. It's so exciting, and I think people don't know what a great tool it is to be able to use online dating just from home and get their love life started.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you can use online dating and the law of attraction, you've got the opportunity to use this trim tab to where you are accessing so many more potential mates in this phenomenal sea of online dating. And with the law of attraction, you get to go on a couple of dates and go, oh, isn't this interesting? This gentleman didn't pick up the tab. And if it happens to be someone who says, I want someone who treats me, who has an old-fashioned way of relationships, and this person didn't. They get to go, ooh, on my next date, I want to feel cared for. I want to feel cherished. I want to feel like they are incredibly generous with their mates. And then the next one, you kind of get to go back to your list of what you want and fine-tune it. And as you do that, you will actually inspire those who begin asking you out to be much more in alignment with this refined list, until eventually you have your masterpiece.
That is really great. It was so wonderful to talk with you. I love talking about the law of attraction. And the way you've explained everything makes it easy for us to use it.
Excellent.
When we're trying to attract the mate. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We've been talking with Anisa Avin. She is from createavision.com. And this is Dr. Latisha Wright for idcdating.com, creating multicultural relationships every day. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.